Let's turn to another part of the Middle East now. In the past 6 months, a wave of Palestinian stabbings and attacks against Israeli soldiers and civilians has followed a pattern, according to Israeli authorities. A Palestinian stabs or tries to stab an Israeli. Israeli forces then shoot the Palestinian to stop the attack. And that's what the Israeli army said happened 2 weeks ago in the West Bank city of Hebron. Then a video surfaced. Daniel Estrin reports from Hebron, and I should warn you, the beginning of this story is graphic.
It's almond season in Hebron, but amidst the blossoming trees, there are borders, divisions, checkpoints, and 2 weeks ago, an execution. This video on YouTube shows medics treating an Israeli soldier who was lightly wounded in a Palestinian stabbing attack. A Palestinian man, Abdel Fattah al-Sharif, lies face up on the street. The army says he was shot taking part in the attack. He moves his head a bit. Then another soldier nearby raises his rifle. He shoots the Palestinian. Blood streams from his head. That was the shot that killed him. And it was captured on video by another Palestinian.
That's when I realized that moment, exactly, is a moment that when I realized this is worth recording and it's dangerous.
Imad Abu Shamsia lives on the street where this happened. He rushed back to his house, sent the footage to an Israeli group advocating Palestinian rights, and it was posted on YouTube. The soldier was arrested by military police. His name is under gag order. His lawyer says he shot the Palestinian man because he feared he could set off a bomb. But Israeli leaders have denounced the shooting, saying it does not reflect Israeli military values. Then the tide began to turn. The Palestinian videographer got a threatening phone call from an anonymous man.
He talked to me and said, "You will regret having taken that footage."
And he says while he was giving an interview to an Israeli TV channel, he was attacked by a group of Jewish settlers from the neighborhood, including Baruch Marzel, an ultranationalist leader. He lives just up the hill from the Palestinian videographer. In a second video, Marzel can be seen walking up to the soldier who shot the Palestinian and shaking his hand. When I sit down with Marzel, he tells me he didn't know at the time that the soldier had shot the wounded Palestinian.
If I would know he's the guy that killed the terrorist, I would hug him and kiss him, not only shake his hand. If someone comes to kill him first. That's a Jewish value. It's a sin not to kill him.
Marzel is usually on the fringe. But this time, large groups of Israelis across the country have rallied in support of the soldier. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the soldier's father to offer sympathy for the family. It's become a national story, but in Hebron, it's very personal. This is a place where Marzel can walk up to a soldier who shot a Palestinian on his street and shake his hand. It's a place where Marzel greets soldiers passing by his house, offering them his bathroom. And it's a place where a short walk past a couple army checkpoints and some almond trees, a Palestinian sits in his yard and tells the story of his arrest by the very same soldier in question. It was just 1 month before the shooting, and surprisingly, he has nice things to say about him.
For the first arrest in my life, I was not humiliated, I was not attacked, I was not beaten, I was not blindfolded.
Issa Amro is an activist who preaches civil disobedience against the Israeli occupation of the West Bank. He's frequently arrested by the Israeli army. He calls them political arrests. Last month, Amro says, the soldier in question watched over him from 1:30 in the afternoon till 10 at night.
We talked about everything. We talked about sports. We talked about his girlfriend. He was talking to his girlfriend all the time. I saw him as a normal soldier.
Amro says there have been many instances of Israeli soldiers shooting Palestinians when they posed no danger. This one just happened to be caught on tape. In the video, he thinks he sees the soldier receiving an order to shoot. He thinks the army has turned the soldier into a scapegoat.
That soldier is a victim of the occupation because the main system is making soldiers victims. First, sending them here, militarizing them, and then, you know, accusing them that they are acting individually.
In Israel, the soldier is facing trial in a military court. He's accused of exceptional behavior, of doing something that soldiers shouldn't do. But two men on opposite sides of the conflict who have met him personally, ultranationalist Israeli settler Baruch Marzel and Palestinian civil disobedience activist Issa Amro, they see the soldier differently. They see him as a symbol, a symbol of Israel's might, a symbol of the way things really are in the West Bank. Not an exception, but an example. For the world, Daniel Estrin, Hebron.